So our next topic is chickens. And on the call today, we do have Nikki Verink as an experienced chicken producer. So Nikki, I'll turn it over to you.
I don't have a whole lot to say about the chickens, but we have raised chickens for a long time, and we have had some good years and some bad years, and we've had some good experiences and some bad experiences. Thankfully, we've had more good experiences than bad experiences. I guess the one thing that I can say about raising chickens is that if you want to order your chickens, you need to order them in advance. I was talking to the hatchery a few weeks ago, and I said I had understood that there was a shortage of chickens. And she said, well, no, there's not a shortage, but a lot of people don't realize that chicks need to be in the incubator for 3 weeks before they can hatch. And so you want to be on the ball for ordering your chickens. And even if you know you want to get chickens in the spring, the hatcheries don't mind if you order them like even or as early as January. But just make sure you're on the ball if you want to get chickens in the spring, that you order them on time so that the hatcheries have time to incubate the eggs and hatch them.
That was just so great. Thank you so much. Yes, so I'm going to move on to the next topic, which is Stella on vermicomposting. And I'll turn it over to you right now.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about my vermicomposting. I've been doing vermicomposting for 6 years. I attended a Grow North workshop, and there was two door prizes, and each of them was a bin with worms. And I was lucky enough to win a bin of worms. And I was so excited. And then I thought, oh, I don't really like worms. I don't like touching them. Anyway, there's a lot of advantages to keeping the worms. And actually, I just love it now. It's so simple. And I'm always saving scraps from whether my own or somebody else's salad greens for my worms. They're very easy to keep. So I'll give you a few tips. And so I have been composting ever since 2014, and it's just a part of me. You can feed them fruit or vegetables. My worms, I mostly give them vegetables. I'm so scared of getting fruit flies into my worm bin. And I guess one way you can get around that is if you decide to feed them like apple skins and cores, you could freeze the fruit and then put it in the bin. Well, for populating your worm bin, keep in mind that the worms double their population in, say, 90 days. So I don't recall if I got a pound of worms or a half a pound. Like I clean the tub, say, 2 to 3 times a year. And it's very simple. These worms do not like light. So you can dump the tub out onto a garbage bag or tarp and make like 6 little piles. And as soon as the worms see light, they dive into the pile. So then I use a fork thing and keep scraping off the dirt and putting it into my pail to dump in the garden. And the worms keep diving further down. So then you get to the bottom of your pile. You've got a little pile of worms. So then I scoop them up with a spoon and put them back in my bin. And it's very simple, and you do not have to touch them. So the kind I have is red wigglers. I guess there's a few different kinds of worms. And again, they're temperature sensitive. So you've got to keep them between 0 and I believe it's 3. If they get too cold, they climb up the sides of the tub. So I keep them. We have a wood stove in the porch. I keep them in the porch. When the stove isn't going, I bring them in the house. And as long as they're not chilled, they do absolutely fine. So so first you'll start with like your tub. Then you put some garden soil. Then you put your worms in. Then you put your food on top of your lettuce leaves or whatever you're feeding them. And in my bin lids, there's like 6 little drilled holes. So you start on one end and make 3 over the top, 3 over the bottom. They serve as air hole, air for your worm, and also to draw out some of the moisture from inside the bin. Okay, you've got your dirt, your worms, and they'll dive into the dirt. Then you put your food. So I rotate when you follow those little holes that you drilled into the lid. I'll rotate my feeding sites as well. So then if you're, you know, you don't get a pile of food in one spot that they're not having eaten at all. They'll keep moving wherever you add the food. So then you rotate them around the bin, and it's kind of an even. And also then I use shredded newspaper. They can't be any glossy paper because it doesn't degrade fast enough. once that paper gets wet, I keep adding more shredded newspaper on top to keep it nice and fairly dry. Like the bottom will be moist, but you don't want water showing or you'll draw your worms or it'll get all stinky. So, and really with all the vegetables, you never have an odor. If you notice an odor, you're feeding them way too much or the food is sticking out. You have to keep it all covered with newspaper. And then it just smells like dirt. And there's a lot of troubleshooting you can go through. Like they wouldn't like extreme temperatures, like extreme hot, extreme cold. And then they're really no trouble at all. And initially to give them moisture, you would have your dirt, your worms, your food, your dry paper on top, your shredded newspaper. And then you spray, use a spray bottle, spray water on top just to moisten the newspaper. So then they're in a bit of a moist environment, not dry, not too wet, just moist. And, but as far as notes, that's about all I have.